Hello, everybody, and welcome to the grassroots episode of the Classic Elite Podcast. My name is Scott. Joining me tonight is Kevin. What's going on, Kevin?
Hello. I do not get that reference. This is a grassroots. Like the band?
No. 311's second album is called Grassroots.
Right, we went over this.
Episode 311 of the Classic Elite Podcast. So are you down, Kevin? Are you going to come original?
Hey, Kevin, amber is the color of your energy.
Your microphone's amber. What's in your sound system right now?
Not gonna lie, that's the only song I know of 311.
Oh, you're all mixed up, man. You don't know what to do.
No.
You know how I was like, I can't believe people get so into like Green Day or whatever, Simple Plan?
Green Day is my band.
Okay, so I burnt myself out on 311. Have you ever done that? Have you ruined a band for yourself?
The Beatles.
Okay.
I overdid it.
Yeah, I overdid 311 real bad.
Now every time I hear the Beatles, I'm like, ugh.
Yep.
It went way too overboard with it.
Yep, and I loved it. Another one I ruined was, not to the same extent, but Dave Matthews Band. I can't fucking deal with Dave Matthews anymore.
I think the other one may be Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I've never liked Red Hot Chili Peppers, but
that's fair.
Have you ever watched them live, like on YouTube or anything?
Yeah.
They sound like they're 16-year-olds learning to play. They are so bad.
Yeah, most bands are.
Yeah, you are right. Most are.
Yeah.
It's frustrating when there's one that still makes it. Anyways, I digress. This is a video game podcast, so we're going to talk about video games this week. Luckily, I can tell I'm either getting a nasty cold or the flu, so I'm glad that we're doing this before there's any audible symptoms or whatnot. You know, I'm not stuffy or whatnot yet. I can just kind of feel it in my chest. So,
hey, I did a podcast and I was feeling sick, so I sounded awesome.
I don't know if I'm going to get the Funkhauser effect, though.
Oh, man, that was so good. I missed that.
Feeling well and whatnot, or not feeling well and all that good stuff. How's the week been, man? What you been doing?
Nothing really. Oh, yeah, it's been 2 weeks. I watched Sonic, the Hedgehog movie.
Yeah, let's start with that. I'd love to hear your thoughts on Sonic. Set it up a little bit. I know you went with your daughter and all that, but give me...
Yeah, I went with my daughter, dragged my wife to go watch it as well. Okay. I'm a huge Sonic fan. I love Sonic. He's my boy. We're both Genesis guys. We both grew up with Segas,
yep.
Not Nintendos. Sonic's my boy.
Super, 16-bit. I was a NES and then a Genesis.
Yes, and exactly like me, NES and Genesis. He's my boy. And, you know, I watched the Saturday morning cartoon, Sonic, he can really move, that one. And the other one, the AM one, which is awful.
That's our age difference, actually. That's one of the examples where I'm like, oh, yeah, I am 6 or 7 years older than you are.
Oh yeah, you are old.
So that Sonic cartoon, like I probably had hair in man places, so I wasn't watching when that released.
I'm European, so I still probably
came out of the womb with a
yeah. But okay, so there's a Sonic cartoon. I watched it. I didn't love it. I liked it. But it was the closest thing I had to like an animated, like a storyline. Remember the Super Mario Super Show? Oh, and you're like, it's not good, but it's Mario and I'll watch it. That's how I felt with the cartoons.
It was good just because it was Mario. That was all.
Yeah. And it was good because it was Sonic, but it wasn't Sonic because there's no like Knuckles. It wasn't anything. It was their own thing. Like they didn't base off the games. Anyways. So the movie, we all saw the trailer. We all saw the original trailer and the original design of Sonic when he looked like the little kid from Jumanji. And you're like, ugh, what the hell? What are you guys thinking? Yeah, he did. And they had, like, no white gloves. They had the stupid little, like, it was the terrible design. We all agree, yada, yada. And then they came out with a new trailer with a new design. And I said, you know what? This looks pretty good. I don't even care about Jim Carrey because I love Jim Carrey, but I don't care. I want to see Sonic, my boy. And we watched it, and I loved it. I thought it was really entertaining. It was great. All the little, like, nods to, like, the Sega fans. Like the beautiful Sega, you know how Marvel comic movies have like the Marvel pages flipping and you see like, it used to have comic book, but now it has the characters of the movie.
Yeah.
Sega had the, like the Sega, like Sonic, and then the camera would pan out and then you see like Golden Axe and Shenmue, like all these Sega games creating the Sega logo. Oh, it was so fucking dope. I was like, that is awesome. And then one of the kids behind me said, I remember playing that on my Nintendo. And I got really upset about that. Like, I'm like, you fucking asshole. I'm wearing the Sega Genesis shirt.
Do your Three Stooges frustration.
Like the... but yeah, so... I mean, it's not a groundbreaking movie. It's a buddy cop movie.
Okay.
It's nothing... It's the Smurfs. Yeah, but it's like, it's the Smurfs, you know, like a guy who doesn't belong is in the big city all of a sudden. Like the Smurfs are in New York and Peter the Rabbit's in New York, Winnie the Pooh's in New York. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's Sonic in Green Hills Land, whatever they called it. But Sonic is entertaining, whereas the Smurfs are not. And Sonic is Sonic, where the Smurfs are the Smurfs. So fuck the Smurfs. Sonic is awesome. The guy who does the voice of Sonic, which was the guy from Parks and Rec that I know him from, did an amazing job as it. I kind of wish
Tom
it was.
Tom Haverford's crazy, like.
Best friend, whatever.
Yeah. I was going to say business partner. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah, business partner.
Man or whatever.
Yeah, so when I saw it was him, I was like, holy shit, I actually know this guy. I watched his interviews as well with, like, after the movie, and people ask him, you know, what did you think of the original design? And he's like, what did you think of the original design? Like, he's not going to bat talk, right? It's very smooth the way he does it. And then he goes, huh, interesting. I like that people were passionate about it. Yeah. Like, he doesn't say it looks like shit. But yeah, it's a buddy cop film. Nothing groundbreaking. It's good. It's a good, entertaining Sonic film. My daughter loved it. I loved it. I loved the nods that they gave to us Sonic fans. None of these fucking wiener kids. One of the kids said that he was evolving like a Pokemon. Because he like kind of goes supersonic, but not really. I'm not spoiling anything. Don't worry. You see it in the trailer. His eyes are all like super bright blue and he has electricity. So one of the kids is like, he's evolving like a Pokemon. I'm like, you shut your damn bitch ass mouth. What? I had to hush kids beside me. Because Sonic does floss. And I know people are like, oh, he does the floss. I don't get the floss. I don't understand how to do the floss.
I can't do the floss. It physically is impossible for me to do
it. I don't understand it. I'm like, what are you doing? But the kid next to me got up, did the floss, and knocked my drink over. So I was uber pissed because he saw Sonic do it. So kids love the floss. Yeah. It's not for us. Listen, do. Adults, not everything is meant for us. It's just not our thing. We had Spice Wakea, and people before that were like, what the hell? The biggest laugh that the kids beside me got was when Sonic looks at Dr. Robotnik's camera and says, I am live streaming. And they're like, bah! Live streaming. Yeah, I know. I was like, not really a good joke, but you guys enjoyed it. So that's where I noticed my sense of humor and, like, you know, wiener kids' sense of humor. Long story short, the nods were cool. You probably saw a bunch of them from the trailer where he has, like, the bandana on.
No, I stayed away from...
did you?
Like, once I saw, like, that I enjoyed the vibe of the new design, I turned it off, and I'm like, I'll watch that when it comes out.
Oh, okay.
I don't like trailers.
I watched it with my daughter because I wanted her to be hyped to watch it in theaters. So I've seen the trailer a bunch of times. Unfortunately, I also saw some spoilers for the movie that people recorded with their camera. And I saw like a clip, like a thumbnail of a spoiler. And I was like, oh, I wish I didn't see that.
Yeah.
But like Sonic has like the Sonic emblem on his bandana. Like cool. The dun, 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 yeah, with the wings. And another one that I noticed, but apparently no one else did, when he's trying to figure out different worlds to go to, one of the world's logo is a Sega Saturn logo, which I didn't notice. What I did notice was one of the world's logo was that 3D blue sphere world in like Sonic & Knuckles. It was just that diagram of that. And I also like that when he got hit, he lost his rings.
I thought that was cute. That's in there.
So. I'm like, that is very cute. I can't imagine how it looked with the old design. And I hope they come out with a feature of the old design.
I think you were saying that, like a Blu-ray special.
Yeah, that'd be amazing. Special features.
I'd buy the Blu-ray if they...
Right?
Even if it was an expensive Blu-ray.
I can't believe they got rid of the people who... Like, they fired everybody I read after. The animators. Like, right before Christmas.
The ones that saved their asses or the ones
that... The ones who did it again and, like... pushed it and then they all got like let go.
Well, that's pretty common though in video games and movies. Yeah,
but what a terrible practice.
What are they supposed to do? Keep them on the payroll? Like there is no other. The project is completed.
That's fair. I thought they got fired or laid off, but maybe you're right. Maybe
because the project is complete as well, and so yeah, it's fair. Not like. It's just it's unfortunately it turns into that's one of the downfalls of those kinds of industries, whether it's software development or video game development or you know, making movies or whatnot. There is that meat grinder aspect of it where they will pay animators a high hourly rate, and you know that your job's going away in 6 months when the project
is like contract work.
Yeah.
All right. Well, never mind. It's not as big of a stance as I thought it was.
It's still, at the end of the day, it still sucks. But I'm guessing that it wasn't as brutal or unexpected or unfair.
Like, we're not talking Telltale here when they have like projects in the midst and then they're like, peace out, everybody.
Yeah, no, I don't know for a fact. So you could be totally right. But I don't think it just automatically means that everyone was caught off guard and they showed up to work one day and they said, fuck off.
That's fair. But anyways, Sonic, I waited 20-something years, loved it. I'm going to buy it on Blu-ray. I want to own – well, of course, I buy Sonic no matter what. Sure. You still Sonic on a t-shirt, I'll buy. Oh, and what sucked is I couldn't find my fucking Sonic t-shirt. I had to wear my Sega Genesis one. The one shirt that I wanted to wear, I couldn't find it. My wife's looking all over the place. Hannah's looking all over the place. We can't find it. Still don't know where it is.
It's going to show up somewhere silly.
Yeah.
When you're cleaning, you're like, oh, I forgot that I was looking –
would have been perfect.
You'll find in time for the sequel when Tails is coming in.
Oh.
maybe we don't have to wait for Tails. I don't know. So I do also want to mention Dustin took Sully to see Sonic, and out of nowhere I just get this like all caps, bruh. Sonic was actually awesome, or something like that. He's like, hell yeah, man. He's like, Sully and I went and saw it and loved it. So, I got to text Gooch, too. His son, Malachi, was a really big Sonic fan as well. Let's see what he thinks of it. But his son is that age now where, is he too cool? He's probably like 16, 17, 18.
Yeah.
Or is he like, I don't give a shit. Like,
no, at that age, you care. You may act like you don't, but you care.
Well, I know. So does he still have interest in seeing the movie? Like, is he still a hardcore Sonic kid?
He'll watch it at home. He'll torrent it and watch it that way, and no one else will know.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I would have done.
Oh, yeah. I don't like going to movie theaters anyway, so.
But I went home. Oh, so go ahead.
I was going to say, I want to move on. But just say I'm very happy that it seems like I heard someone else on a podcast quoted Neil Druckmann he's the director of Naughty Dog, Last of Us people and Uncharted and all that. And he had some tweet that was like, wow, if you actually like are respectful of the source material, fans show up and support it because the Sonic movie's done so well. It even did better than Pikachu in the opening weekend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is crazy. So I'm happy that Pikachu spoke. Because Pikachu spoke?
Pikachu doesn't... That's not the source material. He doesn't speak.
But everyone... But people like that movie, though.
No, I know. I'm just being an asshole. I just want Sonic to live forever.
He might. So I'm very happy that there's a cool Sonic movie to see.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, man. Well, any games this week that you wanted to cover in the new releases?
Yeah. So there's one that came out yesterday, the 25th, Mega Man Zero and ZX Legacy Collection for PS4, which contains Mega Man Zero, 1, 2, 3, and 4, as well as Mega Man ZX and ZX Advent. I don't know what any of those games are. Do you?
No, I learned about them listening to a podcast today. I think ZX and ZX Advent are maybe...
Was it Retronauts?
DS games? No, it was Giant Bomb.
Okay.
I used to listen to the Retronauts a lot, and they went some weird ways on a few things that really turned me off, so I haven't listened to them in a long time.
No, I haven't either. I just saw Jeremy Parrish saying, like, if you don't want the Mega Man collection, why not, or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. So it was – but I know that – I think the Mega Man 0, 1, 2, 3, and 4 are GBA games.
Oh, okay.
And I think the ZX and ZX Advent are DS games.
Oh, okay.
And they were saying, that's pretty cool. Ben on Giant Bomb was saying that it's decent scaled up from the GBA screen. But one of the video producers, Jan, was like, I forgot how zoomed in
old the games were.
Games were then. So that was jarring for them. But it seems like at the end of the day, it's a pretty good collection. If you like,
I bought the Legacy Collection Mega Man 1 to 6, I think, on the 3DS because I thought it'd be in 3D because I'm a big, stupid idiot.
Dude, I bought a couple of games. I thought all NES games were going to have 3D.
That's what I thought.
I was really heartbroken when I bought Super Mario 1 for $5.
I felt that way with Punch Out because it would have been such a cool perspective.
It would have been amazing.
Yeah.
But I was, and then what really made me feel like I was kicked in the teeth was, you hear stories from, like, Hugh Johnson, who's on the Retro League, now Retro Game Club. Now of the Retro Game Club, it's a different podcast. Or there was this local video game store, and they had so many Mario and Duck Hunt carts that the guy was going to, in the store here in town, was going to use them to, like, line walls as you would wallpaper, because he had so many of these carts. And Hugh Johnson was telling a story when he worked at, like, GameStop, the equivalent, like an EB Games or something like that, in the 90s, they had so many that were traded in that they had a policy where for every purchase you had to take a copy of Super Mario because they had so many of them.
Just get rid of it, yeah.
And to illustrate the point, they were contacted by the mall to stop doing it because there was a problem with Mario Kart carts being, like, just littered everywhere. Like, they were forcing people to take them, and they weren't always throwing them in the trash. They were just, like,
tossing like a flyer.
Yeah. Yes. So, in my mind, it is a worthless cartridge. I already have it. I can torrent it.
Yeah.
And then I spent $5 on a digital. Like, it really ate at me when there was no 3D. So
that's like when I bought the Super Mario 3 on 3DS, because I thought, the Wii U and 3DS, you know, I thought you bought one and it's on both systems.
Oh, yeah.
So I bought it on 3DS and I went out to Wii U to go play it. And I'm like, purchase? Oh, why do I have to buy this again? And I would rather have had it on my Wii U because I bought it on my Wii U and I wanted it on my 3DS. Okay. I could take it with me. So I bought it on my Wii U thinking it would be purchased on my 3DS. And I was like, oh, I got to buy this again. This sucks. Why did I buy it on my Wii U? Because over here it's like $7 for an NES game, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, yeah. Mega Man Zero. Check that. I guess the one thing I want to mention since we're on new subjects, or new games coming out. Also, the Bayonetta and Vanquish collection thing came
out. That's the one that was going to come up next, yeah.
I've never played Vanquish, but this is amazing.
I haven't. I don't know why, but I have it.
I own it on PC.
I own it on 360. I don't know why. I don't remember buying it. I think someone lent it to me, and I never gave it back. So whoever lent that to me, I'm sorry. And I haven't played it.
Yeah, it's the 10th anniversary of those two Platinum Game classics. So they bundled Bayonetta and Vanquish together. Is this an Xbox One exclusive?
No, I believe it's coming out for PS4 as well. But I could be speaking out of my ass, but I'm pretty sure it's coming out for PS4 as well.
Okay, cool. Yeah, the Metacritic thing, I just didn't quite.
I want that, but I can't buy Bayonetta again. I can't. I bought it three times or twice.
Yeah, 360, I have, yeah.
PS3, Wii U. Yeah, I know, I'm good.
I've got just the Wii U, so it's okay. That'll bum out Demez. He loves Bayonetta.
Yeah. And it's on the Switch too, and I wanted it for some stupid reason, even though I already have it, because I'm a big dum-dum.
Hey, at least you're self-aware. So
that I'm a big dum-dum. Yeah, those are the only really big games that came out the last couple weeks.
So I guess I'll dovetail that into the one thing I brought to the show notes this week.
Yeah.
It just dawned on me that frickin' Ori and the Will of the Wisps is out in a few weeks. Like,
yeah,
2 or 3 weeks, we get Ori.
It's being surprisingly hyped up, which I didn't know it was that big of a game.
In the video game circles, it was considered pretty big. So maybe just podcasting and you having to get show notes together is just exposing you to it more.
Well, no, I mean, I heard of the original game from you, but otherwise I never would have heard of Ori and the Blind Forest. Like, no, then again, I don't have friends or a social life, but
well, that's kind of what I'm getting at. Like, now that you're actually, you'll notice that kind of stuff because you're more in it right now.
Could be, yeah. Because I'm seeing ads for it, and like on N4G, I'm seeing like the big steel book edition or have you.
That's cool.
I don't know if it's a big steel, like a special edition or something. Yeah, and I'm like, oh, that's rad.
Well, the first game was a really big success, so I just cannot fucking wait to play this game.
It's a beautiful game. My God, it's a beautiful game.
And I thought to myself, am I gonna take time off work? I hadn't considered doing that for a video game, but I thought the first Ori just punched me in the heart in the best way possible for a video game. I'm like, if it even gets close to that, maybe I should take some time off. So that's really exciting. Hopefully people will, hopefully it'll be as good as the first one and it's a big success. So, all right, man. Well, it is the beginning, it was the end of the month. So March is coming up. Today's the 26th of February. So we have, new games with gold and PS Plus games to talk about. The PS Plus ones are pretty intriguing, but let's do Xbox first, and then.
Oh, you want me to read it? Sorry, you gotta give me.
And then we'll move on. Sorry, yeah.
All right, so games with gold for Xbox One. The first one is Batman: The Enemy Within, which is a Telltale game. Great game, fantastic. I'm happy with that, even though I don't own an Xbox. That's from March 1st to the 31st. And the other game is Shantae. Half Genie Hero, which I also like. I played that on the 3DS. I don't know if it's that version. There's like 20 games for
Shantae. There's a lot of Shantaes, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the one I have on the 3DS is like a Metroidvania kind of game. Okay. I don't know if they're all like that. And I don't know which one this is. And I know I own one of them on my PS4. I just don't know which one.
And who does that? It's one of those indie darlings, like a Yacht Club type forward. Or a Way Forward or somebody.
Yeah.
Way Forward does it.
Way Forward, yeah. Because her boobs jiggle when she talks in cutscenes. She's a cartoon.
But
still hot.
The way you said that made me think that indicates that it is developed by Way Forward because her boobs jiggled?
Yeah, that's the joke.
I don't get it. Do they normally do jiggly boobs Way Forward?
No. I kind of regret even making that joke.
Oh, okay.
You're questioning it.
Well, I don't understand. Like, I feel like I missed a reference. I'm letting it go. We're moving on.
Let's go. Yeah. And for 360, which is awesome that they're still doing this, is Castlevania. I can't read the headline because they put an image instead of a font.
It's Castlevania 2 Lords of Shadow.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, the big two's right there. I see it now. I never played that one. And I also didn't like the first Lords of the Shadow. So
that's crazy to me. The first Lords of the Shadow, I loved.
That's the one with, what's his face, right? The guy from Star Trek?
Yes, Picard. All right. Patrick Stewart.
I bought that for $2 when the Blockbuster Video was closing down. So I have that upstairs in the Blockbuster Video case. I'm going to take that photo.
That was that was the first video I reviewed on YouTube, I think.
They came with a 3DS version too, right?
Terrible.
Like a prequel.
Yeah. It's
like
Gates of Fate or something. Or
Resonance. Yeah, that sounds about right.
It's bad. Two stinks, but put it in the cart. It's because it's included. But first Lords of Shadow, I do really like. If you're in the mood for a God of War type of game, I would recommend it. And then a game that I feel is very underrated.
Sonic Generations.
Yeah. I love Generations.
Very, very. I did too. I kind of wish they made Generations 2, meaning number, not as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So
even though it was a cheap game, I consider that the best Sonic game before Mania came out. And I'm like, if you think about it, it's just revamped levels of the first couple of games, which is all Sonic games are. But like a different perspective. I like the Chemical Zone.
Yeah.
And then flip it. I was like, oh, that was cool.
Yeah, Generations is wonderful.
Yeah, it is. So, and hearing the remixed music, oh, so nice.
So I highly recommend checking that stuff out. I definitely have the Batman. I don't have that Shantae, but no, it's not that one. The one that's got her, the Genesis. No, that's Janna's Sisters is different than the Shantae series, isn't it?
Yeah, Janna's Sisters is like the brother Mario's brothers
that's
of Mario's
right.
knockoff.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, the Twisted one. I have that one too. That's a good one. Twisted Dreams or Dream Twisted or something.
Hmm.
Where you flip between the two. Is that what you're talking about? Am I just speaking my ass?
I think
moving on.
Yeah, moving on. I don't know.
And if you're a PS4 Plus person, the two games, which I was actually surprised to see because it was rumored for a while, Shadow of the Colossus. I don't know if this is the remake or just the...
Damn, that's what I was hoping that you would know. It says it looks like PS4. The remake. I think it's the remake.
Yeah, okay, so it looks like the remake. I don't know if they came out with the HD remastered version on PS4. I know that was on PS3.
Yeah.
So, have you played the remake? Have you played the original? Have you played the game?
Never played Shadow of the Colossus.
Oh my.
I had never heard of Shadow of the Colossus when I had started the podcast. I remember, I was totally unaware of this game. A lot of PS2 stuff, honestly, because I didn't have one.
That's fair.
And like early on, Carl Williams wrote to us asking about Shadow of the Colossus. But there was something about the way he wrote it where it was so matter of fact that we would know what Shadow of Colossus was, that I was embarrassed. Almost like you would know Gears of War or Metal Gear or Mario.
Yeah.
Like, Shadow of Colossus was a well-known game, and to me, I was like, oh my god, what am I... This is why I didn't want to get into new games, even though it was PS2. I'm like, this is why I wanted to stick
even though it's still classic.
Yeah, this is why I wanted to stick to NES and Super Nintendo and Genesis and stuff, because I don't know about these 3D games. So this is amazing. Getting Sonic Forces and Shadow of the Colossus is phenomenal.
It's a good lineup. I already own Shadow of the Colossus, so I'm kind of like, maybe she didn't buy it. But Sonic Forces, it's not my Sonic, but hey, I'll check it out. Why not?
Oh,
I heard, was it the game that Dustin enjoyed?
Oh, it's Forces. I'm an idiot. What
do you think of it?
Mania.
Oh, you thought it was Mania? No.
They just did that though, didn't they?
Sonic Mania?
Yeah, wasn't Mania free recently?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay.
Maybe I could be lying. But of course, they're doing the Sonic thing because I'm guessing the movie came out because even the Switch has a bunch of Sonic games on sale. And I bought them because I'm stupid. I bought Sonic on the Switch. Why? Why did I do that? It was $3.99. But I'm like, why? I don't even like Sonic 1. I like Sonic 2. And I bought that one too. I'm never going to play it.
Yeah, I like Sonic 1. I like Sonic 1 more than 2.
You can't even spin dash in that motherfucker.
You can't. That's that.
And it's hard.
Forces. Dustin, I think, played a lot of this.
Tons
of Forces. Because wasn't Forces considered like
shit?
Yeah. And then I remember Dustin being like, no, I've actually had a lot of fun with it.
I confused with Sonic Boom. I don't know which is which.
Yeah. And he also liked Colors as well. That
Colors is good. Yeah. I like Colors.
I didn't like Colors, but it was because I played it right after Generations. And Generations got so much of the movement and polish right that Colors was lacking.
Sorry, I liked Colors on the DS, I think it was, because it was a side-scroller.
I had it on Wii, straight Wii.
Yeah, that sounds not the gay Wii. I guess. Wording. Anyways, so those are the games for the month of March, which is cool, you know, which are included with your subscription package, not free.
Well, a little bit of sad news.
This just broke today, so I just threw that on there because
I'll let you read the tweet.
This is from Konami. Ooh, yeah. Sit down. Hold on. Let me finish. We are saddened to hear about the passing of Kazuhisa Hashimoto, a deeply talented producer who first introduced the world to the Konami code. Our thoughts are with Hashimoto-san's family and friends at this time. Rest in peace. So the creator of the Konami code passed away. Up, down, down, left, right, BA, start. That's a new... Oh, that's exactly what everyone's doing in the Twitter replies.
Yeah, everybody in the Twitter replies is like, poor one.
I'm not unique. Yeah. I mean, that's a huge code. Do you remember where that code was first used in?
Yeah. Okay. I'm between Gradius and Life Force. I think it's Life Force. Gradius is not a Konami game, I don't think.
It is Life Force.
It is Life Force, okay.
Woo! And the funny thing is, you guys actually asked Dustin that once, I think, on the trivia. And I was like, Gradius! And then he said Gradius. I'm like, yes! And it's like, no. I'm like, no! That's why I remembered.
Maybe that's why I was between the two, is in my... That's somewhere in my brain. That has got to be one of the more
popular codes.
Well, just like video game common knowledge things.
Oh, Konami did make Gradius. I'm an idiot. Yeah, it was in Wreck-It Ralph. It was on the Google Stadia controller for some reason. On the back,
there's other Google Easter eggs in it as well. Where you are on the Google main page and you do it with your keyboard and something will happen.
Yeah, even on websites, if you do it, there's a bank in Canada. If you do the Konami code, a bunch of $10 start falling down on the screen. I don't know why.
Before, there's another one where like it's not related, but if you Google Zerg Rush, letters start falling down like Zerg.
Oh yeah,
StarCraft are coming in.
Yeah,
but that's what I mean. This cheat code permeated so many things. The Deftones have a song called Up, Up, Down, Down, Left, Right, Left, Right, BA, and it's like an interstitial,
That band from Juno, who sound terrible when people love the song, they go like, up, up, down, down, left, right, I forget, something like pretty Juno, like you. No, Juno, the movie where Michael Cera
has a girlfriend,
yeah, right? Yeah.
With the Canadian Ellen Page?
Yes. Is she Canadian?
Yeah, she got her start on Trailer Park Boys, too.
Oh, never seen Trailer Park Boys. I know. I get that reaction a lot.
It's it's just surprising because it would, you laugh from your belly.
I know.
Well, hey, that's good. No judgment, because it will always exist. And so someday you'll get around to it and you'll be happy that you finally got around to it when you do.
Yeah, that's fair. So it's in a lot of songs. Everyone knows it. Even though some people say AB start, I'm like, cute, but you're wrong. It's just a cool code.
When I was a kid, I could have sworn it was BABA.
I think that's for two players.
I thought it was twice.
Is that for two players to have 30 lives?
No, for two players, it's then select, then start.
Oh, okay.
But I could have sworn it was BABA, but it's not. And I also had in my mind like a really vivid false memory that you could have I thought that there was a 30 code and an unlimited lives code in Contra. There's definitely not.
No,
there's absolutely not. But
okay.
I knew knew in quotes. Yeah. I could picture that. I swore that I had unlimited lives at one point in Contra.
Well, it doesn't show you how many lives you have. It just still says two. So it feels like you have
unlimited. Well, no, it'll go up to five or whatever. But
Okay.
But in between the screens, it would say like X30 or whatever.
Oh, okay. Like 30, like I never made it past the first level. No idea.
Okay. It's clearly a false memory. Like, I did not. That didn't exist, but I remembered it existing. I must have confused it with some other games. But that was the error I always made with the Konami code. Instead of doing AB, I would... In my mind, there was one that was BABA.
Okay. What's that called? Mandela Effect? Mandela Effect?
Yeah, the Mandela Effect were like Berenstain, Berenstein.
Like Berenstein and stuff? Okay.
Yeah. So maybe I came from a dimension where it was BABA.
Could be. Very possible.
Hey, Ben, what's going on, man? Photographer extraordinaire. Ben Martin says, hi, fellas. I just glanced over to the video feed and thought Kevin wasn't wearing a shirt.
Yeah, I noticed that, too. You do
look like a naked man right now.
It's because my natural skin tone is pink. It's an itchy and scratchy shirt. Represent my Simpsons, fool.
That's right.
Represents my Simpsons.
Related
fact. I didn't know you were reading live chats. You just said, hey, Ben, and I was about to go, hey, Mark. Like, I thought we were just...
Yeah, I was trying to keep the chat open. He also says, okay. Fun fact, Gradius is called Nemesis on DMG Game Boy. It's a fun port, he says.
DMG Game Boy.
I was hoping that you knew what that was. DMG Game Boy.
It's a digital micro Game Boy. There we go.
Yeah, what is the DMG Game Boy, Ben? See if we can figure it out. We're on normal latency here, so we have like 3 seconds ahead of him.
Gotcha.
Instead of low latency.
It's pink shirt day for anti-bullying, in case you're wondering.
For real?
In Canada, it is. I thought it was like a worldwide thing, but I guess not.
We don't give... We use bullying as a sharpening tool in the United States. Iron sharpens iron, right? It's a joke.
Iron sharp...
Have you ever heard that iron sharpens iron? It's like a... You get stronger by...
I don't know what you're saying. Iron who?
Iron sharpens iron.
Oh, iron sharpens iron.
Yes.
No, never heard of that. Doesn't make any sense to me. Like iron sharps iron? I can't even say it.
Yeah.
Am I saying it wrong? Iron.
I feel like you're maybe picking on me for saying it wrong. Yeah, but it's iron. It's like, it's a term of like if you have one piece of iron and another piece of iron and you work them against each other, they can make each other better.
Oh.
Is the thought process behind.
I was thinking iron, like an ironing board.
And you're saying that weird.
Iron. I am, right? I don't think I've ever said that word in my life.
You're saying it the way that it should be said, I think.
Like a Canadian?
No. Iron. Like the letters indicate. Like. The way I pronounce it is like, I did something and I get money. I earned money. But it's not spelled that way. It's spelled Iron, like you're trying to say it.
Iron Man. Have I been pronouncing his name weird this whole time? I just watched the movie Iron Man yesterday.
You mumble enough that maybe it sounds correct on my end.
I do mumble. It's my little lips.
You got to watch our video feed to see Kevin try to pucker up.
Oh, The Matrix, of course. I never heard anyone refer to that.
Me either.
I've seen The Matrix in the corner, and I watched a reboot, and then her name was The Matrix, and I was like, it's the same thing. I didn't know what it was still. And my printer was also The Matrix. Still have no idea what it is. It's like a graphic, like the dots.
So, yeah. It's little. You know how if you have a grid of something? To try to look for trends or whatnot, or you put data points on a grid that can be considered a matrix. So the dots would fit in a matrix to create a graphic, and that's why it was called Dot Matrix.
Cute. Next time, just call it an OG Game Boy so I don't look so stupid on a classic gaming podcast. Yeah, right.
He's like,
we know everything about classic games. Ever heard of DMG? No idea.
No idea. Hey, it just shows. Our audience is here to help us out when filling the gaps of knowledge. Plus, the fact that somebody that calls it the DMG Game Boy is listening to our show, like, I would argue that shows that we do a good job covering classic stuff.
Yes.
Right?
But I can't say iron.
Iron. Iron.
How do you say toilet?
Toilet.
Button.
Button. One wrong. I get real, one I'm really bad at is I do crayon wrong. I call it a crayon.
Like a crayon?
Yes. I say crayon. I do not have the A on in there. It's
pretty fucked up. I get that shit checked. I say Best Buy weird. I say Best Buy. Like, I was surprised to see it. Best Buy.
I was a guest on another podcast one time, and someone in chat goes, you have a really thick Ohio accent. I was like, wow. I must. To me, Ohio accents are like what's on the news. Like, I feel like I've got the most generic of American accents.
You just kind of sound like Drew Carey to me.
He's from Ohio. Does that make sense?
That's the only reason why I know what Ohio is, yeah.
Well, now you know,
can't point it on a map, can't spell it, can't pronounce it.
Did you see a German guy try to label the United States?
There was on a map?
Yeah, there was a viral, some guy tried to fill in states. And take a guess of what they were. And it, especially if you're American, it's very, very, very funny. He named like six things like, this is probably Ohio. This seems like this might be Ohio. One of these has to be Ohio. So I felt good that he had a German guy knows what Ohio is.
Oh, that's good. Is Cleveland in Ohio?
It is.
Okay, because he says Cleveland rocks at the end of that song.
He does.
That's a good song. That's a good show. I like Drew Carey too, but he's not dead, right?
No, he's hosting the
Price is Right.
Price is Right.
Yeah, and he looks like a turtle now because he lost all that weight.
He does, yeah. But good for him.
Yeah.
Let's move on to some other stuff. You had mentioned the Wonderful 101 was getting remastered, I think, last episode, but now it has a release date.
Now it has a release date. So it's going to be on PS4, Switch, PC, on Steam. And North America is going to get it on May 19th, and Europe's going to get it on May 22nd.
Do they estimate? Now, this was that Kickstarter. It was a Kickstarter.
Yeah.
$1.7 million to do the ports.
Where Platinum's like, hey, let's see if we can actually port this because it's stuck on the Wii U of all systems.
Yeah.
I was going to say, did you play this game?
No, but I wanted to. I almost bought it several times and just didn't pull the trigger.
I reviewed it for Nintendo. Back in the day.
For Nintendo?
Yeah. Well, Nintendo used to give me review copies and then I had to send them back because Nintendo's weird that way. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Every other company would give me a review copy and I keep it, but Nintendo's like, give it back. The only one they let me keep was Smash Brothers for 3DS and Pikmin 3 for Wii U. Because I guess it was the end of the cycle. They
weird.
Yeah, I know. And it always gave me a heart attack when I get like an email from Reggie saying like, hey, I haven't received the game yet. And I'm like, yeah, I sent it 2 weeks ago.
Of course you did.
It wasn't Reggie, but it was like
Copy Howard on it.
Bowser's on there.
Yeah.
And then I got an email from, I forget the guy's name, Creator Mario. I know the guy's name.
Iwata.
That's a guy. I got an email from him saying, like, WTF, where's my Mario game? Anyways,
came back to
I
life killed just to get his fucking game.
Wait, he's dead? I'm talking about.
Are you thinking about Miyamoto?
Oh, don't do that. Yeah, I'm talking about Miyamoto.
Satoru Iwata is the old president.
Yeah. Okay. Shit, I thought Miyamoto. Don't do that.
Sorry. No, Miyamoto.
Yeah, so I reviewed it on the Wii U, and it was one of my first Wii U games that I got from Nintendo. It was one of my first Nintendo games I got. And I gave it a pretty bad score because I didn't like it. Because I hate games that, like, oh, cool, like, I get to use both screens, which is good. Mm-hmm. And because the Wii U is stupid, you can do a picture-in-picture either on a TV or on the gamepad, so you can play it without the TV being needed. So there's, like, a little picture of – you need both screens.
Yeah.
But I hate touchscreens and controller inputs at the same time.
Yeah.
I hate that. I hate it in Kid Icarus. I hate it in The World Ends With You does the same nonsense with the thingy. I hate when games do that. And The Wonderful 101 does that, but it's also like turn into a giant hand. You got to do this weird swivel with a stylus, or you can use – I just didn't enjoy it. It's a cool idea. Yeah. It's not for me, and I get it's not for me. I think I gave it like a 6 or something. And I was like, oh, they're never going to give me another game again. They did, but
That shows that you were – that's good. That's what I hated about – the idea of reviewing stuff sounds awesome, but then I started to realize, like, I'm tearing apart somebody that worked really fucking hard.
Yeah.
And I started feeling – it wasn't even about, like, oh, I'm not going to get codes anymore. It was just – I bet somebody worked hard on this, and
it was the independent reviewers that I – like, iOS games that I would give bad scores. They would get pissed at me. They, like, point out typos on the article and stuff like that. I'm like, hey, thanks for pointing that out. I fix that because you can't fix your broke ass motherfucking game.
Yeah.
A lot of them were really not too kind with me. There's one guy who made a game, wasn't he Snipes game on the iPhone?
Okay.
And I said it was the dumbest thing I've ever played. And I said it in the review, it's the dumbest thing I've ever played. It makes absolutely no sense. And I took a screenshot. I said, you make sense of this. And the guy told me that I just wasn't smart enough to understand the game and told him to dumb it down. it was weird.
Fun.
Yeah.
But, are you going to play Wonderful 101 now?
No,
see if it's better than the 6?
I'm just happy that anything that's stuck on the Wii U, I want it out of there. Let it breathe. Like Bayonetta 2 and stuff like that. Let that shit breathe.
I agree. Because the Wii U
had good games. Like, where the fuck's Pikmin 3?
I loved the Wii U. I played it a lot. I really, really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Me too. I like Zombie U. And I'm like, oh, it's gone. And now it's on the PS4 and everything. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to play it because the gamepad really made a huge difference.
Sure.
It was great. Fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And that's why I hate having the Switch because they just ported games over. And I'm like, I don't want to buy Mario Kart again. I don't want to buy new Super Mario Brothers again. I don't want to buy Super Smash. Oh, it's a different one.
I was pretty happy to Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. I actually was pretty happy with. I love tweaks over the weekend.
They changed a lot of stuff on it, but still, I already beat it.
Your point stands.
Yeah,
I agree with you. So, well, that's cool. And then the last little bit of news we have here. This blew my mind, Kevin. I had no idea. The Witcher 3 saves are going to be able to work with the Nintendo Switch from Steam and GOG.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
I know that every now and again you see stuff about CD Projekt Red, bad work environments or whatever. Like, they get bad press every now and again. But, man, I really, really respect CD Projekt Red. They do consumer-first stuff so frequently. This is a very consumer-friendly thing.
Oh, no, it absolutely is. And I saw that Nintendo, or rumors about Nintendo doing PS4 play on the Switch. They were asking on the survey, like, what else would you like to be seeing remoted?
Giant Bomb was talking about that.
Okay.
It was a Sony thing being sent out. We're like,
hey, oh, was it Sony?
It was like, would you play PS Now on other things, for example, Nintendo Switch or iPad or whatever?
Oh, my God. I don't have to buy the same game twice? I'm biting my tongue on Sonic Mania for the Switch because I already own it on the PS4. And I'm like, why am I going to buy it again? Dude, it's $10.
So good on the Switch.
I know, but I don't want to – but this will change all that. Like, if I could just log into PS4 account and play these games remotely, oh, my God. Why the hell not?
Yeah. And actually, you know what? I did want to ask you about that. So let's make this a question of the week to a certain degree.
Okay.
How am I going to – it's more like – okay. So you have a Steam library right now.
Uh-huh.
And have you heard of the GeForce Now streaming thing?
No.
Okay. Are you familiar with NVIDIA? They make graphics cards? Okay. NVIDIA has a brand of things.
Just do something with them?
That's kind of what I'm getting at, yes.
Okay.
So they have this GeForce brand that they have that's like their software suite and all that kind of stuff. And it's called GeForce Now, and I think you pay $5 a month. And it lets you play your Steam library streamed to you from their servers.
Okay.
So.
Is there anything special about that?
Yeah. You have games on your PC, on your laptop right now that you can't run, but you own them.
Okay.
If you're part of this GeForce subscription, you log into your Steam account through them, and then you can play the games that you own and use their computers, and they stream it to you.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So you don't need the – if you had Witcher 3, your PC would not run Witcher 3, that laptop, right?
No.
But if you owned it and you subscribe to GeForce Now
– it's like borrowing their server, like their computer.
You're using their computer, so
– okay, that's cool.
Would that look as a is that an enticing option to you? Because it sounds like
you froze. Sorry, was that?
Oh, I am freezing a little bit. Okay, so it does seem like, to bring it back to the PlayStation on the Switch thing.
Yeah.
Would you pay $5 a month to be able to stream well?
Yes.
So then I'd be really curious. We got to get you to try a GeForce trial if it's in Canada. And see if like Cuphead plays, because you have Cuphead. That's a perfect test game to see, like, all right, let's see if I can stream, because you're on Wi-Fi and you're on a laptop, right?
Yeah.
So you are ideal to see if it is going to work for you or not. Because you have good Wi-Fi.
I do.
But it's still Wi-Fi.
Yes.
So it'd be awesome to see like what your latency is and whatnot.
I'd be more intrigued to see Rocket League because I had to downgrade the shit out of that game.
I don't think Rocket League. I think Rocket League is unoptimized for any in streaming. I just don't think it can be streamed.
It's a very pretty game.
It is.
I haven't played them well. It's also like, on the Switch.
Even streaming, I've heard lots of other people. Like, I've got a very, I have an ideal network set up to do in-home streaming, and I can't get Rocket League to work well.
Okay.
And I've heard other people, like, there's a problem with streaming Rocket League.
I downgraded so much, I look like Twisted Metal on my computer.
You know what, though? Maybe because it's third party, it would work. I don't know. Maybe they'd have a way to figure it out. But it seems like they have a really hard time with that game. But $5 a month, that seems like a service price that you would...
In a heartbeat.
But it would only give you access to games that you own.
In a heartbeat. For my PS4?
Well, this would... The NVIDIA one is only for PC games.
Oh, I thought we were talking like...
No, but it's the same concept. Like, if you could get your PS4s, like, PS Now, I think is...
No, but if the Switch said, hey, pay us $5 and you can stream PS4 games remote play onto my Switch, $5 a month, I will pay for that in a heartbeat.
Okay, so that style of service, maybe a PC-based one isn't for you, but the idea of it is.
Yeah.
Like, if you had a big, robust Steam library, or if you just wanted to sign up for a month and go through mine... You know, like
I have like more games on Steam. Huh? I don't know why I buy Steam bundles.
Well, they go to charity usually.
I don't care about that. I want games.
But I'm really coming around on the idea of streaming as a future for gaming and consuming.
See, I'm coming around. I think streaming is crazy, but I'm coming around the idea of digital games. That I looked at my Switch library, like my Xbox 360 library, it's like. I look at my Switch libraries and my Vita library, but my digital libraries.
It's so good. I love the convenience of like.
I know, but they're not going to be there forever. That's what sucks.
It does. And that's why I'm glad that I have this robust old game collection.
Yeah.
And it's okay. It's okay. The games are gonna go away.
They're gonna keep reselling them, and I'm still gonna buy them. But I mean, I like Scott Pilgrim. You're never gonna buy that game again. The Simpsons Arcade. You're never gonna get that again. There's so many licensing shit behind it.
Yeah.
Motherfucking PT. You're never gonna get that again. Either you have it, and that's it. You can't re-download it. You can't do anything. Well, those other games you can re-download, but you can't purchase them.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you're right. That's absolute fatal flaw of the whole thing. And where I'm coming from, Kevin, is I'm starting to just be okay with that.
Yeah, because they're going to keep reselling the games, and I'm going to keep buying them.
Even like a PT that's not that did just disappear.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's okay.
But I see what you mean. I'll be playing Smash Brothers. I'm like, I want to play Odyssey. I don't want to get up. Fuck it. I'm going to keep playing Smash Brothers, or I'm going to play Binding of Isaac again. Which has just broke the curse. I finally stopped playing Binding of Isaac. I had to play something else. I couldn't do it.
Okay. Well, we'll get to a dumbass comment here in a little bit. So.
Ooh.
But I just, I'm really coming around on this general idea of using a services hardware as a way to get me stuff. And I'm a little surprised to hear how you're like, you know what? Yeah. If you're going to just let me stream my library, yes. And I will pay for a service like that. I think that...
Oh, yeah, $5. Sure.
Well, it's certain... So
but it's because I literally cannot do it any other way.
Well, and I think...
Except for PS4.
So... I thought... You saying that is exactly... The way that you have stated that has really convinced me that something else NVIDIA said that made me roll my eyes and giggle a little bit, that they might be right and onto something. They think that their gaming laptops are going to outsell the next generation of consoles. And on the surface, that sounds absurd to me. And then... If you start to realize, like, oh my gosh, what if it's the same price or less than a console for the laptop, because you don't need robust hardware for them to stream the games to you.
Yeah.
So I think that to me that sounded like, oh, on paper that sounds great, but are there really a lot of those types of consumers out there?
I don't like streaming, so I can't. I'm not one of those.
I know you're, but you actually could be. I think you're one that actually could be converted. You're not into streaming, but you seem at least open to the idea of it. If it was as good as they promise, and it's a fully functional laptop, and it's the same price or less than a console, so you can get gaming and all of the other stuff that goes along with having a PC, maybe they could. Also, you had made a comment about the streaming joke in Sonic.
The live stream, yeah.
Didn't hit for you. But now all of a sudden you have an affordable thing that could let you stream, and you're not taking up a bunch of resources on your own computer. I'm starting to think like, oh my gosh, maybe you would consider that.
No.
You wouldn't consider you wouldn't consider a non-console?
No, I'm console all the way.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
I have so many games on my PC, and the only game I actually played through was Deltarune, because I didn't think that was coming to consoles.
But I guess it's more like the... I know that you probably wouldn't pull the trigger on it, but you actually did seem like you were... At least I took away from your statements that it seemed like you were at least open to the idea of streaming as the delivery option.
No, I'm open to the idea of digital games, buying my games digitally.
But you did mention that, well, the PS, what got me thinking that way was you would do the PS Now on your Switch.
No, I do my PS4 library on my Switch.
Oh, not the Now, just the...
No, not the Now. If I can play the games I have already on my, like Sonic Mania, mm-hmm. I don't want to buy that on the Switch just so I can play it downstairs. If I can pay $5 to play that on my Switch downstairs, I will do that.
And, well, that's why. So I would argue that you may actually be more conceptually what I'm talking about, you are kind of on board with. But you're just hyper specific about wanting your PS4 library.
I want to be able to play my shit when I want, however I want. Yeah.
And I think NVIDIA is out there saying we can get closer to providing that than anybody.
Yeah, sure. As long as I can play it in my bed. I don't have to buy the same game twice.
I just, I don't. Like the
Xbox. I want to buy Sonic Mania so I can play downstairs. That's it. Nothing new, nothing special. The price is still the same. Yeah. If anything, it's less because there's no trophies or achievements.
I can tell you that if my Chromebook died or whatever, and I don't know what these are going to cost, so, but if they're like $400 or $500, I would consider that style of a laptop over redoing a Chromebook or whatever, or getting like an Acer or an Asus one. I might actually
see. I don't like PC. I'm never on computers except at work. So I don't like PC gaming. I don't like the mouse and keyboard. I don't know. It just doesn't feel right to me. Never did.
I know.
Unless it's Sim Tower. And then we're.
What I would argue with you, though, is that GeForce Now would be able to give you a more console experience. I know you don't like sitting at your...
It's weird. It's a weird thing I have.
Yeah. I get that. It's more of a quirk than anything. But you might be surprised. Either way, I just think it's amazing that you can have your stream or your saves come into the Switch and whatnot. And I think it is amazing that Sony seems to be seeing where else could they put PS Now. Granted, that's not what you're asking for, but that's cool.
I mean, I'd still get it if the Switch offered to play PS Now games. I would, because then I could play Metal Gear Solid 4 in bed.
Okay. Oh, Kevin, here's a... NVIDIA did all the chips and stuff for the Switch. What if GeForce Now comes to Switch? Now it's shut it down mode. Okay. You'll be playing Cuphead. It'll be your Steam version, but it'll be still on your Switch.
But I have it on my Switch already.
Yeah, but this is the streamed one.
Who cares? I already have my Switch. I bought all my Steam games again on the Switch. Cuphead, Ori and the Blind Forest, Rocket League, because I couldn't play them on my laptop. And the Switch was the only console that offered those games.
So I
bought them again.
I would love for you to have it show up. And it's like, if you have Nintendo Online, you get a free year of GeForce Now streaming. And you do your... You spent $150 rebuying those games. And since they were already in your Steam library... You're out there doing your, or whatever.
It's like whenever my,
it should be good. Whenever
a PlayStation Now game comes out and it's a game I already like, I'm happy for everyone else, but I hate myself for buying it to begin with. Like BioShock and Uncharted Collection. I'm like, yay, I got nothing out of this. Cause I already bought them. Cause I'm stupid.
I was
at the remakes and collections. Fuck.
I was that way with Last of Us. Somehow, I don't remember if I think I bought Last of Us from Tony for real cheap. Never played it. Then I know I spent $8.63. I'm pretty sure it was $8.63 on the PS4 remastered version. Because I'm like, damn it, I'm playing this game. Never, still, like a year and a half later, still hadn't gotten around to it. And then it was one of the included games.
Yeah.
Like, motherfucker.
The collections, Nathan Drake and BioShock, I've never played the sequels on the PS4 version. I played the original ones. I'm like, I'll get to part two eventually. And then it comes out free. And I'm like, I didn't do anything. I could have just not bought it and played it when it came out.
So that would be unbelievable if this GeForce Now starts showing up in different places. I would gladly pay $5 a month for it. If it was on my Switch, and obviously it's on PC.
Oh yeah, on my Switch, sure. I get to finally play.
But where the Activision thing came was all the Activision games were in the beta phase. And then when it went live, they pulled all of the games because it was like a contract misunderstanding.
Yeah, I heard about that.
So that's all that it is. I bet that they end up coming back. So, all right, man. Well, let's talk about what we've been playing and then call it a show because I am...
We have comments too, right?
Just a couple. Yeah, we got three from Dumbass. Okay. So
sweet.
But as far as video games, man, what have you been playing?
All right, so I'm going back to reality. Whoop, there comes Rabbit. Isn't that? Never mind.
Yep.
So I'm playing Final Fantasy VII Crisis Core for my Vita. Oh, that's right. I said my Vita. That's right. The game's not available for digital download. Remember what I was saying earlier? I'll play my games when I want, how I want. My Vita's modded, so I have it on there. But I do own the physical PSP version of Crisis Core. But I never played that one because the little disc thingy in my PSP doesn't work.
Explain Crisis. So, I don't know what Final Fantasy VII Crisis Core is.
It takes place before the events of Final Fantasy VII.
Oh, okay.
So it's like the graphics of Advent Children movie. Have you watched that? Heard of it?
Heard of it. Can't picture it.
Okay. So... Final Fantasy VII is very cute, where they made sequels and spinoffs with the letters A, D, B, D, or no, A, C, B, C, 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 D, C. So you have Advent Children, AC, the movie, something else before something. I can't remember what the other second one was. Then there's Crisis Core, CC, and Dirge of Cerberus, DC. It's just something I noticed. I don't know if they did it intentionally. They most likely did. I don't know what the hell BC is. Someone has to remind me of Final Fantasy VII BC. Anyways, so Crisis Core is CC. And it takes place before Final Fantasy VII where you play as Zack. I don't know if you ever played Final Fantasy VII.
Nope, never played a Final
Fantasy game. Okay, so there's a guy named Zack who, spoilers, dies, but he's dead already by the time you're playing Final Fantasy VII. It takes place before that. He passes Cloud, that giant-ass sword that Cloud has. So this is what happened to Zack. So it takes place before any of that. It's cool. You meet some characters from Final Fantasy VII, but they're young, like Yuffie. She's like very young, and she's like pretending to kick your ass. You're like, oh. It's very Japanese. It's very anime. I actually don't really like it because I died, and I'm like, you want me to start from my save point? What is this? Because the game's old, right? It's pretty old now. And but it looks pretty. It looks very pretty, and the character names are stupid because one of them's name is Genesis. And I didn't know that was his name. I thought they were just talking about the beginning of something until I heard his mom call him Genesis. And I'm like, oh, that's your name. The game also has a character named Cloud. So, but yes, I am playing
on my Vita. So are there four prequels then? Because
I don't know if they're all – no, Dirge of Cerberus is a sequel. That's a PS2 title where you play as Vincent.
Okay.
So Advent Children's the movie. of Final Fantasy VII that they actually made that looks great. That's a sequel. Oh, fuck. I forgot what BC is, but it'll come up. CC, Crisis Core, before. So there's all like spinoffs and whatnot. And the Vita does not offer this as a download because the Vita is stupid. Like you can buy Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep on the Vita store. Why the hell not? The Vita plays PSP games. I don't understand why you're not selling these games. You're so stupid. Just like Spyro and Crash Bandicoot, you can't get on the Vita, but you can get on PSP, the PS1 titles. Stupid. So I'm going to get them. And I already own them. Anyone wants, I can show you the game. I don't care. And that's how I'm playing it. So bite me. But I think I got to play a little bit more. Cause,
we've never once been scolded for piracy on this show. So I don't think you're ruffling any feathers.
Oh, okay. And Final Fantasy does this weird thing where they, you know what we want, which is like an RPG game. And they take that and they don't give you that. Like the new remake for Final Fantasy VII is not an RPG. It's an action based game, which I'm like, I want an RPG. I want the cool attack, defend items, right? Crisis Core kind of looks like the way the new Final Fantasy VII game looks. You have attack, you have like slot machine shit going on. And I'm like, what are you doing? What is this? Why'd you stop the flow for me to get this bonus or whatever? Doesn't matter. So that's the game I'm playing my Vita. I'm going slowly through it. I may be playing that for a while because Final Fantasy games are normally 30 to 40 hours. Speaking of being stupid, I bought the Final Fantasy VIII remastered because Final Fantasy VIII is my favorite Final Fantasy game. I know. It's my first one, so that therefore it's my first true love. I play that game every year on the Vita, and I played the PS1 classic version, and I said on sale, and it was on sale on the Switch and also on the PS4, but a part of me feels like this is a Sony game, so it's kind of weird not to play it on a PlayStation.
Sure.
Especially a remastered version. So I'm like, I'm going to hate buying this I hate going backwards after I buy a new console while I buy it on the old console. Sure. But I'm like, it's a Sony title and I want those trophies because motherfucker, I play this game so much. The cool thing is, because I played it so many times, there's like boosters, as they call it, where you can just press the right R3 down, and all of a sudden your characters are like full power, and you can just win matches like that. I don't use that because. And there's another ability where you never encounter enemies while playing the game, so it makes traversing the land a lot easier. But again, I also don't like that. What I do like is there's a x3 speed on it.
Oh, nice.
So it actually makes, because I played the game so many times, I don't give a fuck about the dialogue because I played it. I know exactly what's going on. And you can break Final Fantasy VIII. That's why people don't like it, by drawing magic from like enemies and using that magic stats in your arm or in your equipment to make you super strong at the beginning. So you put like 100 Firajas in your attack and then your attack goes to 299, you're killing people. And that's what people didn't like about the game. You can break it. So that's what I'm doing. So I put x3 speed and I spend 5 minutes just drawing the same magic from the enemy and they're moving really fast. And I also do like the graphical improvements because Squall finally is the best looking guy at the party. If you play the game, you know what I'm talking about. That's a reference. You never played the game, I'm guessing.
So that
reference is lost on you.
Never played any Final Fantasies. Well, I did get through like the first 15 minutes of 6 or 3.
That's fair. I'm not a huge RPG guy either. That's a funny thing. I just like these games.
Sure.
But the graphical like improvement, because I'm so used to seeing this pixelated face, you actually see faces. You see their faces, and they're so smooth. The background is stupid and blurry as fuck. I don't know what. I'm like, you remastered the characters. You didn't remaster the game. Just like the main characters. But sometimes the main character you're speaking to will all of a sudden turn into the background. So it's just like pixelated messes. Okay. It's really weird. Yeah, like the characters are upgraded, but everything else still looks like a PS1 game. It's really jarring sometimes. Like in battle, it's okay because everything's... You're walking on the map and you're like 12 feet tall because that's the way RPG games are. Everything around you still looks like a PS1 game, but you're like sharp as a fucking iron. And the other thing that... I mean, it adds trophies, which is cool, but the trophies are so stupid. It's like you got a garden forest. I'm like, yeah, that wasn't really that hard. I hate when games take away features. There's no rumble. And I find that very strange because a big part of the game is when you press R1, when you attack, you know, like the Mario and Luigi RPG games, you jump before you attack. You can, like, you know it. I guess you never play those either. You press R1 right before you attack the enemy. And then if it's successful, the control vibrates. But that feature is gone. Oh, and I'm like, why would you remove? Yeah, why would you remove? The game has no rumble at all. Hmm. At all. The PS1 had rumble. Isn't that fucked up?
That's weird.
Why would you take that away?
I'll make Hugh Johnson happy. He hates Rumble. He finds it to be the most, Hugh Johnson from Retro Game Club.
Oh, right. Yeah. Really? Yeah. I love Rumble. That's like the best thing that ever happened to video
games. He thinks it's a dumb gimmick and doesn't get much from it. And if there's ever an option to turn it off, he turns it off.
That's crazy. Yeah, HD Rumble is pretty on the Switch. I just realized that's a thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, ooh, the vibration feels... I sent you guys an email about how I was a dirty young boy and I used the vibration on my crotch and just call it a day. No?
You did.
The DualShock? Okay.
You did.
Spiral's just headbutting the wall and I'm like, oh, yeah.
That's something
before else. The internet. Hey, I'm proud of what
you
I
had
did.
To do what you had to do.
Yeah.
Life finds something. A way.
Psychomantis is like, put the control on the floor. I'm like, that shit's not going on the floor, Psychomantis. Anyways, otherwise, I liked Final Fantasy VIII Remastered. I bought it for $10. I actually went halvesies with my buddy, because we both grew up on this game. The one who I think I sent you guys an email when we named the character Shiva to shit. And Ifrit's like, oh no, they have shit. That's the same guy. So I'm like, hey, you want to go halvesies on this game? He's like, yes, I do. So I actually just spent $10 on it. Oh, worth it.
Hell
yeah. Kind of wish I bought it on the Switch. and speaking of Switch games, the last game I've been playing was Yoshi's Crafted World, which I bought for $20 on eBay because Target accidentally put it for $1 in the U.S. So people bought it, and now they're selling it for $20. And I said, I will buy that shitty game.
Hell yeah.
Shitty game it is.
I heard it's not great.
I don't like Yoshi's games. I don't know why I keep buying these games. Woolly World, didn't like it. It's boring as hell. Crafted World, don't like it. Boring as hell. Yoshi's Island,
you don't like it. Don't like Mario 2 on Super Nintendo.
Island, no.
So
I don't know why. And I feel like this game is dim or darker. And yeah. I think it's because it's HD.
Hmm.
Well, no, the Wii U was HD, but that shit was... Well, it was like wool. This is more craft. So I feel like the way the game looks is like, imagine a sunny day. And you're under an umbrella, and you see, like, the sun, but you see, like, the dark shadow of the umbrella. That's what the game feels like to me. Like, the backgrounds. It's weird. It's a weird-looking game. It's pretty. Whoops. It's pretty, but it's not... I don't know. I just think the Yoshi games suck. And I'm going to beat it, because I have to, because that's the way I roll, but it sucks.
What about Hannah? Is something that, like, might be an entry point for her?
I tried, but she really sucks at it, too. Yeah. She dies a lot. I'm like, who dies in a Yoshi? What are you doing? Jump over the guy. I don't know. I just don't like the Yoshi games. And
I think that's fair. They can't all be, as Les Claypool would say, they can't all be bangers.
I didn't even like Yoshi's Island on DS where you get to play as Baby Wario. I'm like, meh. Hmm. God, Yoshi games suck. At least there's no Baby Mario to cry his head off, but I kind of feel like that added something to it. Like, there was worry to get hit, and when I get hit now, I'm like, who cares?
Yeah.
They suck. Bad. Anyways, that's all the games I'm playing. All
right. Well, I was watching My Life in Gaming Sunday night, and Corey was streaming Contra, the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And they said what I've been saying for a long time. It is not that tough of a game. I bet if you... like,
if I was patient.
If you set your mind to it, it would take you 3 days at most, but probably less than 20 tries and you'd do it.
Probably. I just don't care
anymore. Without the code. Yeah. But it was, it got me in the mood to play Contra. Fair. And so I now have a new, I want to get through Contra 1 without using a continue and zero power-ups. Is what I'm going to
do. Ooh. And a pea shooter only?
Pea shooter only. And I can get, I got through level 3.
Oh, nice.
And I died in the stupid state. If I relearn a little bit of the patterns that I can get sloppy with the spread gun.
Yeah.
I bet I could do pea shooter no death if I practiced it. I know I could.
That
I don't have. I'm not actually.
So you did it with everything else. So.
I don't think I'm gonna do. I don't think I'm gonna actually try that. But I know if I had to, if there was like $10,000 on the line,
yeah.
And like, if in the next 2 hours you can beat it without dying, like I would think that I have a chance of doing it. But I do want to get through. I can do it with no code right now, but I will use several continues. But if I take my time, I bet I could do a no death run with the pea shooter. And definitely. So I'm just not going to collect Contra power-ups when I play Contra now.
I mean, they all do die in one shot, except for the bosses.
Yeah, so it's more about
precision.
Yeah, and paying attention. So
yeah, two things I don't have right now. Fuck that.
So I played a little bit of that. That was an emulated version. I was playing that on my Wii on the Homebrew channel. But I did some rearranging of a spare, like a guest bedroom that I have where I keep my CRT, and, like a futon kind of thing. So I rearranged my my room, and it's a much better setup for actually like playing games and whatnot. So I sat down and I played some Adventure Island on the NES.
Fucking love Adventure Island. Oh, it's so one of the dinosaurs, right?
Yeah,
it's Wonder Boy, pretty much with dinosaurs.
It's exactly Wonder Boy. Like it was a split. Have you ever? Did you know that?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay.
But the Adventure Island, like two, the sequels were more their own take on it.
Yes, they eventually dinosaurs. Like, yeah. So I'm with you. I've never beaten this game. I remember one day. I know how to do the continues, but. I must have spent hours on some level real late in the game, and eventually I just kind of gave up on it. And also, I busted out...
Wait, sorry, before we move on. Do you know the Wonder Boy song? That song is engraved in my head until the day I die, because that was like one of my first games that I ever played.
The only one I know is by heart is the Tenacious D song.
Oh.
Wonder Boy. But can you hum a couple of the bars of the...
Of the original one?
Yeah, of what you're talking about.
Oh, the...
It does sound familiar. But I'm wondering, my only real exposure is Monster World, or whatever, like the... Not Wonder Boy, Monster Boy.
No, Wonder Boy and Sega Master.
Yeah, and I definitely didn't play that. I'm wondering if I recognized it from... Like, do they carry that theme into later games?
I don't know. Wonder Boy was the only one I played.
Yeah, so I'm wondering if that sounded familiar because of people using it in, like, podcasts and stuff or, like, YouTube videos and whatnot.
Oh, I see. And no, I don't know.
It's not, like, shaking loose.
It's the first level. It's like Super Mario Brothers' first level. Like, everyone knows that song because it's the first level. That's what Wonder Boy is to me because I don't never beat that game.
Yeah, so I wonder. I should.
There was a remix of Wonder Boy on the Switch I saw the other day. With, like, upgraded graphics of Wonder Boy.
Yeah, it's like $20.
The 1 ounce. What's this? Yeah.
Yeah. And it you can flip old and new graphics on the fly as well.
Oh, like they did with I have Monster Boy and the Wonder's Trap, I think, on PS4 I just bought. Come stupid. And you could do that too. But Wonder Boy is different. Oh, I love that fucking game. I don't get that.
I don't know.
If you could do that, or if you could do the HD and retro graphics, oh, I love that feature. It's one of the coolest thing ever. Flashpoint did the same thing.
Your camera is frozen in a really great way. It looks like I told you that, like, you're frozen right now. Like, you're hearing the first couple syllables of really good news.
So, I don't know
what that... You look like you're about to, like, be real pumped about something. So hopefully the YouTube will take this snapshot and suggest one of these is like the thumbnail.
I just looked it up on the live stream and yes, I look very stupid.
Didn't it look like you're about ready to like wait, are you fucking with me? Like wait, I won $10,000? You know
my
what
God,
I mean?
I got little tiny eyes. I don't think I've ever seen my This is weird because I'm still moving.
Yeah, sorry.
That's okay, it's the end of the show.
And then I also played Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the original one.
That's a terrible one.
I still like that game. It is hard in stupid ways, but I do like it.
Have you ever heard the Dorkly song of Ninja Turtles? Where like This one fucking sucks ass. Next one's better.
Mm-mm.
Put that as the end music for this. It's like a minute long. It's just a Ninja Turtle song. They talk about how much the original Ninja Turtle game on Nintendo sucked. It's like Raphael sucks, and he's like, I'm really useless in the background. It's so good.
Maybe. We'll see how motivated I am tomorrow in a minute.
Yeah. I'll send you the link. It's so good.
Okay.
This one fucking sucks ass. Next one's better.
So
I did, like Donatello, he's like in the background saying, I'm really cheap because this weapon is long. it's an old clip, but yeah.
Still, seems like it's true. So yeah, that's pretty much what I did. Basically, I played three different NES games over the last 2 weeks. I haven't really done any other gaming. I've mentioned before, I'm very busy with my normal job, and I've signed up for some other things outside of work that had me very busy. So,
and for those who don't know, I'm the one who
now. Yeah, Kevin's the new producer, editor, whatever. Kevin's handling a lot of the work for me. So,
now the podcast should be actually out on time. Nothing slanting you.
No, absolutely.
It should be like on time. Routine on schedule, because you're incredibly busy, so
it'll be like it used to be, where like we record on a Wednesday and by Friday the episode's out.
Yeah, they should definitely be out by Friday.
It'll be like that again. So if you appreciate that, make sure to send some love to Kevin, follow him on Twitter and Instagram and all that. But before we sign off and talk more about that stuff, let's get to our comments.
Am I still frozen?
Yes, but leave it. I love it.
That's so weird.
I'm
picking my nose right now, and you have no idea.
No. Oh, just kidding. I saw it. Oh, you ate it too?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. So, Dumbez says on the last couple of our last episode, Media Molyneux, episode 310. Dumbass says, the most proper way to start with you is with Yakuza Kiwami. That is a remake of the very first Yakuza game on PS4. So if you want to jump into Yakuza.
Oh, right.
Start with Kiwami. He says, me and Kevin need to talk some Binding and Isaac.
Yes, we do, son.
I am an expert, and I mastered the game. I'm going to make out a very short video for Kevin.
That'd be rad. I think I just started following him on YouTube.
You do. For Kevin to watch and explain everything he needs to do to play it properly, just make sure he's got it all.
Oh, yeah.
That's the face. I'm like, dude, someone's going to make a video for you. And you're like, for Binding of Isaac? Like, that's what your face looks like. Like, you just...
Oh, gotcha.
Heard the Dumbass news. Dumbass also says, it took me 950 hours to fully 100% one save file of The Binding of Isaac. And since then, I've got all those stamp marks he was talking about.
Yeah, the completion marks. Now that I actually know how they work, because I'm a big old dum-dum.
He says also on his other two save files that are on hard mode as well. So
yeah, you got to start on hard mode.
Right there with you, though. I mean, as far as, like, loving that game.
It's such a good fucking game. Oh.
This is impressive right here. I saw credits roll on Musha. No cheats, real hardware.
Musha? What is Musha?
It's arguably the most sought-after Sega Genesis shoot-em-up.
Okay.
Game. Truxton's another one that's like that. Very valuable game, but it's one of those that's valuable because they didn't sell a lot and it's awesome. So it's not just because it's scarce. So that's really fucking impressive, honestly, to beat Musha, real hardware, no cheats. He also says, I wonder if Scott knows, that what he had, it's called, he wanted to know if I knew that your hats are called toques.
Oh, did you say that already?
Yeah, I thought so. He's like, I'm not sure if all of you Americans call it a ski hat or something. I'm curious about this. We've talked about it before, but it depends where in the U.S. you are. So where I'm at in Ohio, I have Canada and Pennsylvania, and I'm honestly, like, not that far away from, like, even Minnesota or Chicago and Wisconsin and all that kind of stuff. And those are northern cities, so, like, it's not uncommon for me to hear even people in my own town call them different things. I used to call them a winter hat. You know, some people call them beanies, some people call them stocking caps, some people call them winter hats, some people just call them...
Do we have this conversation? I feel like I'm falling into, like, a dream.
We did. We had this conversation, we did, right? But he must not have remembered that.
Oh, okay. Oh, no. I didn't know if we actually...
But maybe, like, we didn't do it on air. Maybe you and I just talked about it after the fact.
No, I just don't remember if we actually, like, if I dreamt, like, if it happened in reality or I'm having deja vu. Because I'm like, I want to bring up the Tony Hawk subject, but I feel like I did that already.
It happened.
Or in the game it says beanie.
Yeah, it happened in real life. And
okay, so we did have this conversation. Yes. Okay. It's kind of tripping me out, man.
Yeah, and some, like, in Wisconsin and Minnesota, I want to say that they say toboggan, even though to us that's a sled.
Yeah, it's a sled here.
Toboggan. But I've heard toboggans referred to as both sleds and hats. But only in some areas of the country. Yeah. And like a toque, I had heard of. It's not common, but I knew that it was not a foreign term to me for a hat. But I've heard other podcasts where people are like, they call them what? A toque? What the hell's that? So.
I guess like the UK, fanny pack means like ass, right?
No, fanny means vagina over there. And fanny is usually more of a butt in the United States, but it means like an actual vagina in England.
Vagina.
So if you say, so if you hear a British girl say like her fanny's fluttering, it means that.
Yeah, she's got an infection.
No, it usually means she has a crush and she wants
I know, I'm joking. Okay. Don't you see my shocked
face? Yeah, that sarcastic face you have.
such a stupid face. I hate my life.
Excuse me. So that's going to be it for the show, everybody. Thanks for listening. Shout out to Dumbass.
I'm like Homer Simpson. Sorry. Homer Simpson, he's like, sweet, sweet, sweet can. He just freezes at the end. No, Mr. Simpson, no.
I have no
idea. I know. Like, thanks for the false laughter. Like, no idea.
I did force a habit. It's, I don't know what to tell you. We're on a podcast. I'm supposed to pretend I'm enjoying what you're saying, right?
Yeah, DGM Game Boy. You got it.
Yeah.
Know exactly what you're talking about.
But want to thank you guys for listening. We had some people join in chat. Shout out to Ben Martin for hanging out in chat, but we had some people watching on YouTube, so thank you very much. I really appreciate it. If you'd like to contact the show, you can do that at our website through the Contact Us button, or you can send us an email. That's classicleet@gmail.com. That's classicl337. We want to thank Ben Landis and Cubby for letting us use their music for our intro and outro songs. Our website is classicleet.com. Also, any of your favorite podcast apps, except for Stitcher and Anchor right now, will have us, so you can find us on Apple Podcasts and... not Stitcher, I meant Spotify. We want to get on Spotify. We're not there yet, but we will get there this year. But any of your podcast apps generally will be able to find us. So look for Classic Leet on there if you're watching on YouTube and you'd like to have us on the road with you. Social media, our handle everywhere is Classic Leet. That's ClassicL337. So that's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and even over at Amazon. We've got a little Amazon page up. If you'd like to support the show, we have affiliate links in the description, so if you click on those and buy something at Amazon, we will get a little bit of a commission for it, and it will help us. So if you like our microphones or any of that kind of stuff, we have got links specifically for our mics, but if you go to Amazon and buy anything, we'll get a little bit of a cut, so appreciate it if you could do that. And I think that's going to be it. So, Kevin, what's your... what's the color of your energy right now? Or, no, we've already used that joke. Hold on. Do you like peanuts? You slap peanuts? Do you slap peanuts?
311 is a terrible number because of what it represents.
They're not actually a KKK. That was a rumor.
Oh, my God. That's not at all. That is disgusting.
Oh, man. It's supposed to. There was a rumor that the third letter of the alphabet is K, or the 11th letter is K, so three of them.
Awful. That's exactly what I meant.
They actually got arrested.
How many black members do they have in their band?
Oh, zero. They're from Omaha, though, so.
Interesting.
What they claim was that Peanut, who I was trying to claim by slapping Peanuts, the bass player, who's a slap bass player named Peanut, got arrested for skinny dipping. And the code he broke was, he was cited for, like, code 311 or something like that. Like, so being arrested for public nudity wherever they were was code 311, and that's what they stuck with. It was something stupid like that.
Are they the ones who sing whenever I...
You cut out. I heard whenever I, but...
You it. Make me feel like I am thin again.
They covered that song, yes.
Okay, so that's the second song I know of them.
Okay.
Alright.
They're okay. They're harmless, and they smoke lots of pot and are chill.
It's the first time in 10 years their name came up, so I'm sure they're very happy.
Yeah. Yeah, they have not really, unless you're a hardcore fan, haven't really been considered relevant for quite a while. But they still are touring big time, and they still make a lot of money touring and sell out every show. So.
So is Aqua. So.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So that doesn't mean, doesn't equal good, but it does equal money and popularity. They do seem like nice guys. I just got burnt out on their music.
Yeah, they're more successful than us. Well, who are we to talk?
So fuck them.
Yeah, pieces of shit.
But that's going to do it for the show. So everybody, thanks very much for listening to episode 311 of the Classic Leap Podcast. And we'll see you next week for episode 312.
Peace.
Turtles for Nintendo. Fucking awful. It's the world's fucking shittiest turtle. Super cheap.
My weapon's long.
But the airplane fucking sucks.
I'm worthless.
His tiny size are worse than nunchucks.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
This game fucking sucks balls. Next one's better.